Armadoxy for today, winding up to maturity, day 38 of Lent. St. Paul's treatise on love is a staple at wedding ceremonies and anniversary parties. Love is kind, patient, not boastful, not envious, says the apostle, among many other qualities of what love is and what love is not. This list from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians is a great reminder of this most essential part of life, whether it's read at a wedding, at an anniversary party, a recommitment to vows, or just as a standalone daily reminder of what it means to love. Later in this chapter, St. Paul makes a statement which is often quickly glanced over, but on closer inspection is the purpose of our Lenten travels. When I was a child, he says, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Love demands maturity of faith so that it rises from the emotional writings on greeting cards to becoming the indispensable element in a way of life. For this reason, in the Armenian Church, the symbol of love is not a small heart or a plump cherub angel, but the sign of the Holy Cross. It's the ultimate symbol of love because it stands for sacrifice. So it follows that in a mature manner, with a mature understanding of the Holy Cross, we come to understand the Apostle John's words that says God is love, unconditional love. If we have love in our heart, and if we have love for one another, Jesus tells us, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. We are Christians by the love that we share and we spread. So great is this condition in the Christian experience that not loving excludes us from using the title Christian. Jesus' words follow. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. As the Lenten season is coming to an end, we have matured. We should understand our place in the world, and love must be the guiding force behind all of our actions. Your act of charity today is to reflect on the maturity that has come over you during the Lenten period. Fast from childish expressions that are void of meaning. Tonight's menu, it's a treat. Peach salsa with the recipe which appears in our show notes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I stand before you on these last days of the Lenten season, disciplined by the exercises of the last several weeks. Imprint on me the sign of love, that I may always hold it high as a symbol of selfless giving and love, to be worthy to be called your child. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.